my goodness. My next guest is someone I have just adored and admired. And I actually did meet her in person. We had kind of a fun visit to a restaurant where it seems, if I recall, she ate a lot of sugar.
Which I'm no
So,
longer doing.
so welcome, Catherine McIntosh. I hear you're in Colorado. What part of that beautiful state are you in?
Yeah, so I moved to Aspen, Colorado about 5 years ago and no longer eat as much sugar as I used to. That's funny. I think when I met you, I think I was like downing sugar packets at the restaurant.
It's always good to meet in person. We do so much remotely now, especially after COVID and everything. And it is nice sometimes just to kind of be in the face to face, just to shake things up.
It is nice.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about kind of your days. Like,
Oh my gosh.
tell me a little bit about kind of like your days. I know you're curious about everything still.
Yeah, I've always been a seeker my whole life, and I think, I got into, the business of consciousness and just the journey of consciousness in my own world back in my very early 20s. And I did it, but I did it from this place that something was wrong with me and something needed to be fixed. And so, I've had the pleasure and the blessing of being able to work from anywhere in the world for the last 11 years. I've traveled all over the world. And these last several years, I hunkered down in Aspen. I skied, I biked, I hiked, and about a year ago, year and a half ago, I started having some pretty massive, just life changes, hormonal changes, entering that time of life where where hormones shift for a woman.
Rather than that.
And I couldn't do what I did before. And so I went on this really internal journey where I was, a single mom. I still ran my business, but I wanted to do it from a place of what if there's nothing wrong with me? What if there's no problem to solve? And what if there's nothing to fix? And I got to tell you, Erica, it really changed my life in a way that, I still pinch myself, like the things that I'm able to do and create. I work with clients both in person and online. I see people from all over the world. I've been able to, basically have dream clients. They've flown me places. I've worked with their families. I've worked with them in, any sort of court conflict they might come across. And I really have been able to up level and sort of live what I always knew was possible, but I didn't know how to get there. And so I'm lucky because I'm raising my son on my own. I'm living in a place I've always dreamed of living. I just moved into a new home. It's kind of a dream home for me. And, life looks really different than it did a year and a half ago, for sure.
When you're working with someone who's like still grappling with the poverty stuff, maybe intermittent money comes in, money goes out, but doesn't stay. Tell me a little bit about some of the sort of what you would recommend for clearing blockages. It seems like I run into those questions from entrepreneurs a lot, where they're able to do something they love, but then they just can't quite make it work. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. So I would almost advise like the opposite. And so here's what I'll say. Like, I have had the pleasure living in Aspen of working with some of the world's wealthiest people, like honestly. And it's fascinating to me that when I work with them, they still have problems. They
Right.
still
Oh, absolutely.
are sorted.
100%.
And so I think
Yeah.
when we're faced with our own internal money, financial conflicts, we think that money will solve the problem. And I think that's a really misfortunate or unfortunate way to go about it, because money isn't the problem. And so one of the things that sort of got me from a poverty mindset of I could never make multiple six figures, going on seven figures, doing what I love, working entirely in the healing space, I could never do that. That was my poverty consciousness. So I spent all my energy pursuing financial things that I thought would pan out and ended up actually losing more than gaining more.
Yeah. And so I think I want to pause you there. It was so funny because a couple of my dear friends are seven-figure entrepreneurs, and what keeps them up night is cash flow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was like, wait, but you've got the seven figures. You've got the, you know, 100K plus per month, and then 200K a month, and then 300K a month, and they just keep going up. But they still, there was still, like you said, that kind of like, I can almost see it when we're talking, like a little block that just keeps stopping the joy.
And so here's what I think happens, because I do work with a lot of billionaires, and I'm lucky, right, in that way. What happens is when we are faced with what we think is a blockage in our consciousness, we go digging to resolve or solve the blockage. But what happens is it doesn't open the door to the expanded consciousness that's available in that arena. So in wealth consciousness, if we go digging for a block, but we never learn to replace that block with a new mindset shift but for me, because I work with the consciousness of the body so much more, I believe that if we can train our bodies, train our hearts, train our minds to get in alignment, you know, the things that we're stuck with. So yes, it's great to witness or acknowledge or sort of name a block, but I don't think it's nearly as effective to go digging for the block. I think
nice.
It's much more effective, right, to retrain the brain, right? Like we have neuroplasticity, but I also believe that we have cellular plasticity. And so we just have to learn to rewire, to replace those beliefs. And I'm going to say this because I've experienced in the last year and a half, instead of learning to, we need to replace it with actions that are in alignment with financial wealth, or actions that are alignment with health, right? Like abundant health. And so it's tiny, tiny actions. And if you do those actions for long enough, all of a sudden you create a new identity. Part of what keeps people in this lack consciousness, because we go, I've been there. I went searching for the dollar signs and I got them, but I still had lack in my world. And I know a lot of seven-figure entrepreneurs. I know a lot of eight-figure, you know, business owners and more that are still functioning from, oh my God, we don't have enough, because there is a lack of cash flow. Because as we increase what we're making, we also increase what we're spending. And so I think it's a misnomer that chasing after the dollar signs will actually create financial wealth.
Yeah, it's crazy. I love that. Tell us a little bit more about kind of your business and
oh, gosh.
Anything else you'd like to share, and kind of just, yeah, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So, you know, I got into this space because I was obsessed with this idea of healing, and I got really good at being able to go within the systems of the body, either in person or virtually, to un- unload the blockages without all the heavy lifting that we think we need to do, right? Without all the trauma that's involved,
right?
When we think we're carrying around these old stories that keep us from evolving and keep us from moving forward. So I really, you know, I do a lot of online coaching. My obsession is in the intuitive energy space. I also facilitate and teach online classes in getting people in alignment with their bodies, because my belief is that if you think so, you know, we can have this conversation about wealth. We can also have this conversation about health and body, because there is a world of people on the planet that are constantly trying to get their body to a place where they think they'll be happy. But if we don't create that happiness on the inside first, it never really works. So I've been able to be a channel for people. I've been able to work one-on-one with them. I do a lot of group coaching that I love. And I'm really interested in helping people realize that the work that they're after isn't from the outside in. It's from the inside out. So I do a lot of breath work. I do a lot of like shifting the cellular mindset as well as the mental mindset. And it's actually, I do a lot of nervous system stuff because So the nervous system, and this was my own personal journey that started about a year and a half ago. If we don't regulate our nervous systems and we don't trust our own sort of influence in our own bodies, right? We have a whole pharmacy of good feeling, you know, dopamine and serotonin and all these things within our body. They're already inside of us, and we just need to learn to activate them and activate the abundant mindset and activate, you know, the body health mindset. And so I really do a lot of like different work than I've ever done before in the last year and a half, which is helping people do it from a way that's easier than they ever thought.
Oh, this is so cool. Although I have to say, just listen to your magic. And it's so galvanizing, and I'm so excited about connecting you to anyone who's listening who could benefit from your work. I really see the seeds of you in your earlier use, like this sort of like a sunflower growing towards the sun. Like it's like you've released so many layers of stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's like you're just there and you're in the sun, and obviously in Aspen, where there's a lot of sun, actually.
There's a lot of sun.
A lot of sun.
And I think that's like what I think you're like alluding to, and that we all sort of struggle with, is that we get exhausted, right? We get exhausted seeking, or we get exhausted clearing, or we get exhausted working or efforting hard. And the reason why we get exhausted is because we're constantly seeking a resource outside of ourselves. And so I've learned that if we can reset our nervous systems from the inside out, it allows for a sense of relaxation. Right. And then when you get into that relaxation and you're in alignment with your values and in alignment with your truth, things come to you that you've been asking for years. And that's what's happened to me in the last year and a half, is everything I've always wanted to create, it didn't come from chasing it. It came from going in and literally rewiring my nervous system. And it's really simple to do. It's so much easier than you think.
It's what I think is really curious is like the things that have happened for me as far as living my dream life, as far as having the horses around, having my kids grown and having so much time. Just reflecting on that earlier, on how they used to all be on my body all the time.
Right.
And like I have so much freedom now, and it's a little heady. The change is a little bit, while it's exceptional sometimes, I can't really put my finger on it, but sometimes there's just so much more space than I thought I'd ever have. Do you know what I mean?
And here's the deal, is space gets confusing if we're not prepared for it.
Yeah, I don't think I was prepared for the ease,
Exactly.
because like if you're used to the grind, and even though I've always loved what I did, I started writing professionally when I was a teenager. I've always loved my job per se. This pattern of struggle is so addictive. And it sounds like all the work that you're doing is helping people just switch that. I mean, it almost seems like an immediate switch.
Yeah, it's kind of like, if you're going to the gym to lose weight, you're functioning from there's something wrong or there's a lack. But if you're going to the gym to cultivate within you a strength and you keep going and you keep working on that strength, you're building both a physical strength, but you're also building a mental, emotional strength. And basically, we go to the gym of your cellular consciousness to develop from the inside out that
Love it.
maintenance, right?
I love
Where
it.
you get to be strong from the inside, not
Yeah.
from for protection, but for actual creation.
Well, Catherine McIntosh, it has been joyful to have you here. How do we reach you and find
Oh
out
my
more?
gosh. You can find me on all the social platforms, but probably the easiest is just to go to my website, which is my name, Catherine McIntosh, and last name is spelled MCIntosh.com. Pretty easy.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming.